Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the glorious eastern coast of Australia to the darkest corner of your greatest fears. Prepare yourself for terrifying tales of yaois, UFOs, paranormal anomalies, and much more. Nothing is impossible, and nothing is off limits. Welcome to Believe the Night Shift with your host, Cade Moyer.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good night. It is a pleasure to be with you wherever you may be joining us from. We are broadcasting live to YouTube, so if you are watching this live, comment and let me know where you're listening from, because I'm always curious to see where our listeners are located and where the show's reaching out to. If you're new here, my name is Cade Moyer, and I am going to be your tour guide on tonight's journey. And if you wish to join me, we have open lines. The number is 0730 403096. Call in and share your strange and unexplainable encounters or stories. So if you are watching live, that number will be on your screen the entire time. And if you are watching this live, you'll notice that this is an audio only episode tonight. So I do apologize for that. We've had a bit of a mix-up on our studio hire. So someone else is in my studio and I am reserved to the home one. But that is not going to be an issue, because the topic of discussion tonight is something that is absolutely mind-boggling. Just today, the US Senate has come out and basically, something's been lodged here, and it's called the UAP Disclosure Act of 2023. That is genuinely mind-blowing. UFOs are an incredibly hot topic at the moment, and ever since the David Grush interview got released about a month ago, the US has kind of been swept up in UAP, UFO mania, and I think that is the best thing, because we are getting more and more people coming forward, more and more people wanting to share their encounters, and that is obviously removing the stigma that is connected to UFOs, because when the government starts taking it seriously, when papers start taking it seriously, when news outlets start taking it seriously, it starts to become not taboo anymore. So if you have had a UFO encounter, a UAP encounter, whatever you call it, now is the time to come forward and share these encounters, because everything is worth its weight in gold when it comes to first-hand encounters. And that's just my personal opinion on that, because I really feel like first-hand encounters hold such a level of weight to them, especially when they've been retold by the actual experiencee first-hand. So take this as a micro ad for the podcast. So if you have had an encounter, please come forward, get in contact with me, get in contact with any of the other podcasts that you listen to that may be similar to mine, and share your story, because I genuinely believe it's important to get these stories out there and spread them. Just get them out there and share them, and just rest easy knowing that you're not alone and that the world is starting to take this stuff seriously. So just a really quick message for everyone in the chat. Some people are asking, that maybe they've jumped on a little bit later. It is audio only tonight. Again, there has been, my studio has been rented out. So if you are in the Cairns region, you can come in and begin to hire the Believe Studio to do your own podcast. So there you go. I'll walk you all through it. But that's enough of that. What I want to do, get into is essentially some really, really key points, from this report that's kind of come out. And I also want to talk about the press release. So the language that has been used in this is genuinely mind-boggling. So what I'll do is, just to give us a little bit of context, I'm going to read some parts of the press release that's coming out from the Democratic Party, and we can basically go through it. Please note that, you know, we really don't care for politics at all on here. So regardless of what your point of view of that it is, like, it doesn't really matter. Because all that matters is it seems like everyone is coming together to, I guess, get this information out. Like, people in the government, in the US government, really want to show what's going on. So I'm just putting some chats up on the screen. Water and Bridges says, the Disclosure Act is huge. It doesn't pull any punches with the language going straight into non-human intelligences and technologies of unknown origin. Bloody crazy stuff. Absolutely crazy. Nessie has asked me, can we hire the studio just to get selfies where the action happens? Yeah, absolutely. You can definitely do that. That is, if that's what you want to do. Yeah, go for it. All right, now I'm gonna quickly get into this press release. So you do have to sit through a little bit of me reading, and I kind of do apologize for that. If you are new to the podcast, you're going to be in for a real treat of listening to me read. It's always been a bit of a laughing point of the podcast, but I'm here for it. So here we go. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senator Mike Rounds, ranking member of the Subcommittee and Cybersecurity for the Armed Forces Services Committee, are leading an amendment called the UAP Disclosure Act of 2023. Along with Senator Marco Rubio, Vice Chairman of the Intelligence Committee, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Chairman of the Subcommittee on Emerging Threats and Capabilities for the Armed Services Committee, Senator Todd Young and Senator Martin Heinrich, which would increase transparency around UAP and further open scientific research. The legislation introduced an amendment to the Defense Authorization Act that will be on the Senate floor next week. Would like direct the National Archives and Records Administration to create a collection of records to be known as a UAP records collection, and direct every government office to identify which records would fall into the collection. The UAP records collection would carry the presumption of immediate disclosure, which means a review board would have to provide a reasoning for the documents to stay classified. Holy shit. Mind my language, but that right there. The UAP records collection would carry the presumption of immediate disclosure. If that doesn't say everything, I don't know what does. It is genuinely mind-blowing that we have such a committed bunch of people high up in the US Senate wanting to get this out. Holy moly. During his time in Congress, the former Majority Leader Harry Reid sponsored a project to investigate incidents surrounding UAPs. After the project became public, senators, congressmen, committees, and staff began to pursue this issue and uncover a vast web of individuals and groups with ideas and stories to share. While these stories have varying levels of credibility, the sheer number and variety have led to some in Congress to believe that the... While these stories have varying levels of credibility, the sheer number and variety have led some in Congress to believe the executive branch was concealing important information regarding UAPs over a broad period of time. Congress recognizes that these... You just listened to a preview of a Believe Plus episode. If you want to listen to the entire episode, head on over to believepod.com/plus and become a member.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.